are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls also still to come if we get the chance. Why democracy will never work, according to Cracked. We'll explain that, but your phone calls come first. So let's talk first. Jay in Indiana. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark. Jay?
I love your show, and I listen every night on the podcast while I'm at work.
Cool, man. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I just, I heard Frank calling earlier talking about how Israel is the, the root of all the problems in the Middle East and in the West as well. And I just wanted to say that, I used to be a Jew, but I stopped being Jewish because, on my bar mitzvah, I had to drink Palestinian blood. So I decided, I mean, that was, everybody knows it, unless you've never been to a bar mitzvah before. I mean,
I've never been, so I had no idea about that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, you turn 13, you drink Palestinian children's blood.
What?
And,
that sounds pretty outrageous. Are you sure this happens at all, bat mitzvahs?
That's bar mitzvahs.
Bar mitzvahs? Wait, what?
The girls don't do it. Only the guys. Because if you're a real man, that's what you do. I mean, everybody knows it.
If you're a real man, don't drink human blood, man.
That's quite an allegation. I'd like to see some confirmation of that.
Something. Anything.
You know what, man? Look, all you got to do is read The Elders of Zion.
No.
look, I could send you a copy if you want.
Okay, so you're joking.
Yeah.
This is a
He's
sick
almost
joke.
Almost holding it together.
This is a sick, sick joke.
okay, you're right. But on the other hand, I wanted to talk about how I went to court today about a speeding ticket.
And I don't know if I can take you seriously at this point, but go ahead.
Okay, no, honestly, I feel like they took it easy on me, okay? I got a ticket for going 90 miles an hour in a 65.
Mm-hmm.
And
where was this in Indiana?
It was on a freeway. So it was not
okay. Nearby.
Indianapolis.
Okay, very good.
well, okay, so I went into court, and, I didn't have the money to pay the fine, and I'm not going to fight it because I know I'm going to lose, and they threatened to say that I can't do traffic school if I lose the case. And so I said, screw it, I'll just pay the fine, I'll do the traffic school, and that'll be it.
I thought you said you didn't have the money to pay the fine.
No, I didn't. So I was going to set up a payment schedule, right?
I see.
And so what I did was, when I went up to the judge, I just asked him, can I get a reduced fine? And he actually said yes, and he reduced the fine by a third for me. And so, you know what? I didn't hurt anybody, so I know I still got, kind of raped. But I feel like, I didn't get, raped as badly.
No, yeah.
That's how they want you to feel.
Yeah, that's exactly what they want. They want you to walk away from paying that fine feeling good about having paid that fine.
Yeah.
Exactly,
you'll do it again and again.
Nothing more acceptable to them. Now, there was a guy who called in on Saturday, which I thought had the greatest line for these folks ever. And he said that his dad had come up with it, and it's tell the judge that instead of giving you a fine in your fine in dollars, to just give it to you in days in jail.
And that you brought your toothbrush and you're ready to go.
That you brought your toothbrush with you. Because what it shows them is, look, fellas, you're not getting any money out of me. As a matter of fact, you're going to pay me in bologna sandwiches to do your little speeding ticket fine.
I actually found out about a place that charges you to stay in jail.
It happens.
Yeah. So that might
I heard
out.
That, and you know what? I also, when I was reading through my, they gave me a form to sign before I went in to see the judge, And it was basically a list of my rights that I was signing to say that I'd read my rights. And on that list of my rights, it said that if I consult with a public defender, I may or may not be charged for use of his seat.
Now, was this a waiver of rights?
No, it wasn't a waiver of rights. It was just a form saying that I'm recognizing that I have these rights. And on that, it said that one of my rights is to have a public defender, but I might have to pay fees for having the public defender. And I'm just thinking, like that's not really a public defender, is it?
Yeah.
That's a
They just do whatever they want. They make the rules whatever they want to. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm sorry to hear that that you ended up folding, but I don't blame people for doing that. It always seems like the path of least resistance for the individual in that particular situation. However, in the overall, when you look at the big picture, people continually taking plea bargains does nothing more than encourage them. It just encourages them to keep doing. They know you're going to pay. They know you are a dupe, a sucker, and that you are going to pay up whatever it is they ask. Oh, okay, well, maybe a reduced fine, but you're paying it regardless.
If you imagine if, you know, just 10% of the population decided I'm not going to pay speeding for the speeding ticket, then they're only going to start writing speeding tickets for people that are in fact a danger. 90 miles an hour
or for the people they know will pay.
On a freeway, I think, is getting to the edge of what dangerous might be. I mean, it's a high speed.
What they may do instead, Mark, is they may actually have like a little notes area on your license plate where when the cops are behind you and they punch up your license plate number, and I've never seen what it looks like when it comes up, but I imagine they can write notes about their experience with the person there. Oh, yeah, this guy never pays a fine. That might be in there, and they actually prevent you from getting tickets, whereas if they know you're a dupe and that you're going to just pay up, you're a good mark, if you will, then they're just going to keep coming after you.
I recently saw, I don't know what show it was, but there was some cops who I guess were writing frowny faces on tickets whenever they got a person who was combative or just rude or anything like that, and the judge knew what that meant, but the person getting the ticket did not. And so all those tickets, like even the ones that had been paid off and everything, all of them had to be thrown out.
Wait, why?
Because it's considered an ex parte communique, because smiley face or frowny face would, you know, basically say this person's mean or this person's nice.
I see. Interesting.
And that would sway the judge's decision. So all of those had to be tossed out.
I'm glad you brought up the point, Meg, that there are different rules for different areas. So you never know. You need to figure out what the rules are for your area. In some cases, they may actually charge you court costs for taking something to court, which can make things very difficult. Like, then you're really taking an extra risk by not taking the plea bargain. But if you're in a place like New Hampshire,
especially with the community here.
Right. Another good reason to be in New Hampshire is there's no court cost. There is a fee that they tack on to the fine, but I believe that's assessed regardless. I'm not positive. Actually, I'm not sure about that.
You have to lose to get the court cost.
Yeah.
That cost.
That's true. And there are other rules as well and fees that may be involved in your area.
Yeah, but it doesn't have any tickets, though. So if you take a speeding ticket to trial, the only thing you're going to have to pay is the speeding ticket.
Is that true? They don't add the fine to that?
That was my experience. That's been my experience up to this point. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what every court's going to do simply because I don't know. So can some judge say, I don't like you, you get the extra? I don't know.
I want to get it to the point where they are looking at people and they are seeing, oh, my God, that person has, you know, Ron Paul or a Free Keen bumper sticker or something like that. We know better than to give them a fine. Let's just give them a warning.
Yeah, I think several times that has come to fruition. I mean, maybe not to the extent of, like, you were doing 100 in a, you know, 40 zone and so you didn't get a ticket because you had a, you know, Gadsden flag sticker. But just, you know, rolling through a stop sign, I've heard people who were pulled over and instantly, like, the cops saw their sticker and they're just like, all right. I'm going to deal with it.
Yeah, so. I know better. And then that's the technique you were talking about, Mark, was not just to do that in front of the court with the whole, you know, tell me how many days in jail, but also to do it with the cops. This guy said that when his dad was pulled over, he would just tell the cop right out the gate, hey, do me a favor. If you're going to write me up a ticket, just write it in the amount of days I'll have to spend in jail because I'm not paying the fine.
Yeah.
And then more times often than not, that he would not get a ticket as a result of saying that.
Yeah, the cops don't want to pay the extra in taxes either.
All right, more coming up here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
It's the shirt you wear most. an essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional street collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free on the site, so enjoy them on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Features including listening options. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up flavors available 24-7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live just loops and loops until we get a new live show in there, and then you'll hear it loop after that. So you can go and listen for free at listen.freetalklive.com and also learn about the 94 great radio stations that take the show throughout the week at various different points, our free-to-air satellite feed, our webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call in and listen from any phone that can dial long distance. Go get all the details and get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com as we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. But first,
how does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more to do. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. We've secured some more rooms, but I can't guarantee the rate for those rooms after April the 17th. The rates are about $600, double occupancy now. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com. As a matter of fact, it's not only can I not guarantee the rates, I can just about guarantee they're going to be higher after April the 17th. It's cruise.freetalklive.com. The boat's in condition yellow, meaning it's close to sold out, so I can't even guarantee that there will be rooms after April 17th.
All right, so let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. Seth, listening in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Seth.
Hello, you there?
Hey, Seth, what's on your mind tonight?
Good, good. In light of the news that I just learned that Libya has a new privately run central bank.
Yes, disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah. but that's, you know, that's far away. It doesn't really affect us. So I'm more interested in what you guys are doing up there. What are you doing in the ways of, like, competing currencies? I mean, are people, like, coming up with their own currencies? And
yes,
how are
yes.
they backing them?
The answer is yes. I know of at least two. There's the Shire Silver, which is something that I'm a bit skeptical of myself, but seems to be somewhat popular
like
among the movement. It is essentially pieces of gold and silver, what are purported to be pieces of gold and silver that have been encased in plastic, kind of like a credit card size plastic with differing amounts.
Like a library card kind of thing.
Right, on that. And so those are, yeah, I guess they're kind of on the uprising. And they're kind of people that are distributing that in various different points around the state. My big objection to that one is, how do I know it's real silver?
You always talk about third-party certification, right?
Yeah. Sure, so, no doubt.
They can't afford third-party certification.
There's also the TazCash, which is basically a different sort of method. It's more of a warehouse receipt kind of thing where you don't actually carry the silver with you. It exists in a safe somewhere, multiple safes in different locations. So it's a decentralized storage setup where there are different storage facilities that are not necessarily publicly known. So there's TazCash, which they have they've done a real good job of designing the TazCash with lots of anti-counterfeiting measures that have been, imbued into these whatever you want to call them, papers or warehouse receipts. And that's kind of just barely getting off the ground. So we're still really early on in these alternative currency developments. We're also seeing the concept that Drew had called in about from Arizona. That may be starting up here in New Hampshire, where they're actually taking, instead of pieces of silver that, to me, like the Shire Silver just looks like a piece of aluminum. I don't know. There's no way for me to tell that it's actually silver. Whereas what they're doing in Arizona is they're taking silver dimes from pre-1965. They're encasing those in plastic.
As an educational piece. But the fact is, besides alternative currencies, I mean, people are doing business for gold and silver here right now.
Like one-ounce pieces or whatever.
Yeah, just paying people in pre-1965 dimes or walking liberty halves or,
Michelle cleaned my house for like an ounce of silver once, so yeah, I actually should clean my bathroom.
Well, along those lines, do you guys do time banking as well?
What's that?
Time banks? It's basically a system, and it gets recorded somehow, even maybe on a database on a computer. But it's basically I agree to offer this amount of time, kind of like barter, I guess you could say. But I'm trading in time versus trading in a commodity.
Now, how would a bank be involved in that? I guess I'm a little confused.
I looked it up one time. It was a while ago, but it seemed like a really interesting concept. I don't know how. I guess there's just some sort of record or ledger I'm not sure 100% how it works, but
one guy did an interesting thing. A couple of guys have done interesting things where they've created their own currency for their hours.
Yeah, like work hours.
They trade their hours as currency, and then
that's basically the same idea, I guess. Yeah,
people would trade back in the notes. I guess that they would, you know, at this point, I don't think they had very many counterfeiting measures because they probably approximately knew how many they had out and where they were.
Right.
But people could trade these amongst themselves, and then you know, so
in
Fred,
theory, at least.
Fred could then you've got five Fred hours, and Fred's going to come and you know paint the side of your house.
Presuming Fred is actually reliable and will actually do as he said.
Fred currency is only as good as Fred is,
and the Fred in this case was not very good.
Yeah.
But
Fred is better than the Fed.
He got some reviews that were very negative, and that kind of tanked his currency.
There's another person who did it whose reviews are quite good.
I don't know of anyone else who has attempted this.
So you have like a review certification process already in place?
It's mainly just word of mouth and
it's the community.
It's real life and stuff. Yeah.
Right. Well, there's a community here of people that know each other fairly well, and you know, as you get here and you get involved in that community, they'll get to know you.
Fred sleeps on the couch a lot.
Yeah, and if you prove that you're a shiftless loser like Fred, then that the word's going to get out about that. If you put out these Fred hours, and when someone tries to redeem it, Fred doesn't show up or whatever, then that's going to look bad and the word's going to get out. And so I know that Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com had a few of these Fred hours, for lack of, I'm not using the activist's real name. He's gone now. He's left New Hampshire.
Yeah, we've had a couple of runaways.
Right, and for the better as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So, but Dave Ridley posted a message on the Free Keen forum and on the Free State Project forum saying, this is what I asked Fred to do. Fred has not shown up to do this. I'm going to give Fred another chance, and then I'm going to post my update as to whether or not he's actually done anything.
It's a good idea nonetheless. If somebody is, for whatever reason, you know, what they want to work, they want to you know, exchange their work for value, and this gives an opportunity to people to purchase them basically very cheaply, and it's a great idea.
Well, I actually doubled my money on one of the Fred hours. I've actually still got one in my wallet, and
it was more a collector's item.
That's
purchase. Exactly
right.
Yeah.
Because Fred was such a, you know, a shiftless loser, he's like, he made a big deal. It was like a big deal. Fred was a big deal for a while, and then you know, he disappeared, and it was shortly after that that Boner Joe from the Free Talk Live BBS and the chat room offered to pay me. He asked me what I wanted, and we came to an agreement. It was twice the amount that I paid for it. So he paid $5 for something that I'd paid $2 for. And I've actually still got another one of these, so maybe down the line I'll auction that off, and someone else can have one of these notes.
Cool. Yeah, so you can actually auction off hours as well. That's neat.
Yeah, even though they're completely worthless, and Fred will never redeem
them. It's more just, you know, putting them
in
your target.
As a concept in general, I guess you could, if you're not Fred and you have a good credit, then you
come on up here and bring your ideas and get started in creating alternative currencies, because the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned.
And the more we can get the actual stores involved, that would be awesome.
Yeah, getting stores to take gold and silver would be super. Thanks for the call. It's, again, still early on up here in New Hampshire. We've been here 4 years, maybe even here 3, but we're still on the early cusp of this movement. It's a lifetime project. There's a lot that needs to be done. We need more liberty lovers here. FreeStateProject.org to learn more. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage food for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from emgear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at emgear.net, like Maxpedition hard-use gear, Everly Stock backpacks, Snug Pack sleeping bags, SE knives, Ultimate Survival fire starters, waterproof bags, Adventure medical kits, Surefire flashlights, and tactical gear from SoTech, SpecOps, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMGear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee, no matter the size of your order. And EMGear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMGear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMGear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves, dialing toll-free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so do enjoy those on us. We've got stuff like our Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo and or video showing they are listeners of this program. You can see them, and if you're a lady listener, become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information, to sign up there and receive updates and reminders. It's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so the toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Just a little bit more on what Seth was calling about a moment ago. His question was specific to the New Hampshire Liberty community. What kind of alternative currencies are involved up there or being created? And there are a couple of them, as we explained in detail in the last segment. But I was just looking through the list of speakers from the Agora.io Unconference that happened over this weekend. We talked about that with George Donnelly, the man that organized the entire thing. bringing literally dozens of liberty-minded speakers together online for an online, what do they call an unconference. You don't have to leave the comfort of your own living room to attend this thing, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And it actually ended up being what I would consider to be a major success.
Yeah, it was definitely well done, well put together. George just succeeds in everything he touches, so I wasn't surprised.
He's a great activist, yeah. No doubt about it. And rumor has it he's currently considering making a move to New Hampshire with his family this summer. So he's yet to, I believe, yet to choose his destination as far as where he will end up. But I know that Keene is in the running, so that's exciting. But I was looking through the list of speakers here, and one of the people that spoke was Kurt McNeil at the conference, and he's another Free State Project participant who has created the Shire Exchange at shireexchange.com. Now, honestly, I haven't been to the website before this last break.
I am.
So I'm not too familiar with it. I mean, what do you know about it?
Well, I listed my stuff on there. I mean, right now it just seems more like a sort of sales site if you have things to sell, or if you have, like I put up my video and graphic design work on there, so I can offer my services. And it's just a great, like, marketplace. It's not so much, I haven't seen really a monetary exchange, but I do think it opens up a world for barter much easier.
Yeah, I can see here they have different categories, labor and commodities, and people can offer products and or services here. And so I know that someone had emailed you, Mark, about, hey, is there some sort of a business directory for liberty activists nationwide? I don't know about nationwide, but this looks like the Shire Exchange looks like it may turn into kind of a business directory for liberty activists, at least in New Hampshire. So that's kind of an interesting idea, and what that will lead to as far as alternative currencies. And a lot of these businesses that would be listed in a place like this will accept gold and silver. As you pointed out, Mark, there are a lot of people trading in gold and silver, mostly silver, of course, because it's much more small denomination. And at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, that's going to be a good time if you want to buy stuff with silver. Most of the vendors there are going to be offering their products and services in silver as well. So that's also an excellent opportunity to kind of explore the world of actually doing business in alternative currencies.
You know, I'm wondering if the campsite's going to start accepting silver, because they were asked on multiple occasions last year, and they just didn't really understand how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one sit down with the guy in charge, and I suspect you could see that happen.
That's an interesting idea. The only trick with, you know, you just have to... The only trick is they can't pay their bills in silver, right?
Sure, sure.
So as long as they understand the value of silver and how they could transfer it into Federal Reserve notes, if that's worth their while, then maybe something they would want to do. But more and more people are accepting of these ideas, and of course, as the U.S. dollar continues to drop in value, more people will become accepting the ideas of using silver. It's a shame that that's what has to happen, though, to get
people
on board.
That's got to happen.
So, by the way, the Agra.io conference, huge success, as I'd mentioned. I was skeptical in the beginning when I heard about this. Oh, great, you know, online conference, how many people are going to attend this? But then once George really started to get the ball rolling, I saw the value when I saw other people signing on with this idea. Big names like Dr. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World. I wasn't able to see her speak live, but I still get to watch her speak because... It's all been recorded. Every speech from this past weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all day long, three speakers every single hour from which to choose. So there's no way you could see them all live. Every single one of those speeches was recorded and has been uploaded to YouTube. You can go and watch whatever you'd like. So just a moment ago over at freekeen.com, I put a link to my speech about pirate radio. I put a link to Damo and Pete from Liberty on Tour. They did a presentation. Carla, the president of the Free State Project, she also gave a presentation about why the Free State Project is the solution for liberty in our lifetime. And again, dozens of other speakers were participating in this. So you can go to agora.io, agora.io, and you can find the archives there in the menus and watch as much of this stuff as you want to. It's very cool. So appreciate George Donnelly putting that together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 800-259-9231. We continue here. We'll take your calls about anything. Daniel is in Kansas. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, I want to talk about the civil disobedience that you guys have happening up in New Hampshire.
Yes,
I'm from Kansas, so I'm obviously not a part of this yet. I've signed up. I pledged to go there by 2014. I'm excited.
Cool.
So I'm trying to get involved more, look online, see what's actually happening. And I see a lot of the civil disobedience, but it's more than that. It's just pissing the cops off to me. Can you comment on that?
Well, I mean, I can't control how the police will respond to civil disobedience. If they want to be angry, then you know that's their problem. They don't have to show up and enforce those laws.
Wait. I want to set a foundation here before we go on. There are the videos you see, and you see a lot of them, I'm sure, are a handful of people, maybe a few dozen people that are in the outside the system activism. There are hundreds and hundreds of movers. So you're talking about. Would anybody disagree that you're talking about fewer than 10% of the Free State Project members that are into this, Ian being one of them?
I would say that's true. Yeah.
Okay. So I want to set a foundation for what we're talking about before you go on.
That's fair. So, but like, I watched them. Have you seen one of the guys just going to the jail and quote-unquote bailing the friend out and like just videotaping until they're kicked off and arrested?
That's Pete Nademo from LibertyOnTour.com. What's the concern?
Well, I just don't understand why. If we're to move there and work with the authorities to make a more free society, why are we doing this? Like,
well we aren't doing... Yeah. First of all, let's not talk in collective terms. There is no we. There are individuals who moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
That didn't take place in New Hampshire.
But it could have.
It could have
taken place in New Hampshire.
But
at least, actually, in that story that you're talking about, it was Greenfield, Massachusetts. They were there to bail a friend out. They had video cameras. They were in an ostensibly public place.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, but if I'm in a public place dealing with public bureaucrats, I should have the right to record those people. I don't consider that civil disobedience. That should be my right as the so-called master and them being the so-called servant. But if all you want to do is cower in front of the bureaucrats and do as they say and involve yourself in the system, there are ways to do that in New Hampshire. There are plenty of people that are getting involved in the system, and they're begging for permission to be free. Of the rest of us would like... what it is. It's begging. Some of the rest of us are sick and tired of begging, and we're going to act like free people. And sometimes when you act like a free human being, the men with guns will take you and put you into a cage.
Yeah.
Now, in the case of Greenfield with the Damo and Pete, you can go to copblock.org/Greenfield to learn more about that. But in that case, they were warned several times before they were arrested to leave the property. In our case, in my case, when I was arrested at a jail here in New Hampshire, they didn't even warn me before I was arrested. So, I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, there's a difference between, like, actively standing up for your beliefs and saying, I'm going to do this in face of, and going there and saying, you know, I know you don't like this. I know that there was no reason to go to the jail and videotape it. Like, I get the principle.
There's always a reason to have a camera on when there's a cop near you.
Yeah, I'd like to explain the reason for that here in a moment. If you can, stick with us. We'll bring you back in just a bit. 800-259-9231. More with Daniel if he hangs on. And your calls as well at 800-259-9231. Why videotape bureaucrats? There's a good reason. Come on.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey this November. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Anything you want by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you want to help support this show, there are ways to do it. One of them is by promoting Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to get flyers. You can print out. Also, we've got banners, web graphics, all kinds of stuff. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we continue here with your calls in a moment.
Hostgator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, .anything. If you want to create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates, they've got 4,500 templates. You can do that. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com can host you. That's the portal that we've created to Hostgator, hostgator.freetalklive.com. Use that portal. Not only will you get the 99.9% uptime guarantee, the 45-day money-back guarantee, the 24/7 technical support, but you also get your first month completely free. Again, it's hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're talking with somebody who's apparently gotten the wrong idea about what the Free State Project is. The Free State Project is a movement of liberty-minded people all converging in the same place. The Free State Project exists to encourage that idea, to get here to New Hampshire and then to get active. Now, there are different ways to get active, and the Free State Project doesn't get involved in that. Once you get here, you're on your own.
Yeah, if active means living in the woods and making your own farm, that's being active for liberty, I guess.
I don't know. I wouldn't call it being active for liberty. I think you have to do something to try to help other people
gonna,
be free.
No one's going
to
pull your Free State Project membership.
Yeah.
Right. There's no validation or verification that you are being active, but that's the intention, is to get activists here to actually do something to achieve liberty in our lifetime, and liberty beyond just, I think, being able to live in the woods without being molested. But certainly that's the right thing for some people. But some people are choosing to go at that in different ways. Some people focus on politics and working within the system, as Daniel seems to be interested in. And then others are doing things like civil disobedience and non-cooperation, which I think are very powerful things that heretofore the liberty movement has not been engaging in any way, shape, or form around the rest of the country. And so as a result of that, it's pretty controversial when these things happen. And people get confused. They don't know what to think about these these issues. In fact, what you're actually objecting to specifically here tonight is the idea of filming the government bureaucrats, Daniel, and I don't even consider that to be civil disobedience. You're bringing up the issue of our friends Pete Nademo from LibertyOnTour.com, and when they were arrested down in Greenfield, Massachusetts for being in a jail with video cameras trying to bail their friend out, the reason they had those video cameras is twofold, from my speaking to Ademo. Number one, to hold these bureaucrats accountable. If you have any experience in talking with government bureaucrats, you know they tell lies all the time.
They do it a lot.
That's right. And the only way to prove that they've told a lie is to get them on the record about that. Otherwise, it's just your word versus theirs. So that's an important point about why you should video or audio record these people. And secondly, it helps secure. It helps keep you safe. In general, if you've got a video camera, then they're frequently less likely to attack you. In this case, they did get attacked and kidnapped for having video cameras. But in many cases, it helps them be on their best behavior and makes them more likely to tell you the truth or at least not talk to you at all, in which case they look real bad because they frequently do not want to be recorded. And in this case, the jail guards did not want to be recorded, and it makes them look like they're not willing to be held accountable. So,
well, it's because, like, within this video, people say things that opposite, you know, are complete opposite, go in direct, you know, clash to what somebody said 3 minutes earlier or what that person said 3 minutes earlier. So they're just like coming up with lie after lie after lie. And all you have to do is push play. And everybody's like, wow, these people are liars.
Yeah.
You know, they contradict themselves at every minute.
And it's not that they're doing it to upset the government bureaucrats. They're doing it because it's the right thing to do to hold these people accountable. If the government bureaucrats weren't lying on a regular basis and covering up for their naughty behavior, then it wouldn't be a big deal if people came in there with video cameras. So go ahead with your thoughts, Daniel.
Okay, so here's where I am on this. Firstly, I have an internship with PICA at the State House. Like, I work with these people all day. I know them well. I know the lobbyists. I get the system, I think. And, you know, I used to be like you. I used to think, damn, there's a lot of corruption in the state government. And what I came to find out is, no, there's not. I see a lot of corruption in the federal government, but the state government, the more I look, the more I see they're held accountable because they're so local. This is why I believe in local government, because you can hold them accountable so much more. It's easy to drive 200 miles to Topeka in Kansas here and say, hey, what's up? But it's hard to go 3,000 miles all the way to Washington, D.C., or 1,500 miles and do the same. I believe in local government. I believe it's not as corrupt as people say it is. So the reason I called in, I was asking, why would you piss off the cops? Why don't you work with them? And see, you've answered my question here.
Well,
so I will say,
Daniel, let me hop in here for a second, if I could.
Yeah.
I think that you're right, that I think that state governments tend to be less corrupt. Now, I'm not going to say they're not corrupt. I think that's going out on a mighty thin limb. But they're less corrupt than the federal government. But then again,
indeed,
you know, what isn't? I mean, you know, I would question some organized crime syndicates being less corrupt, quite frankly. So, and I agree that largely when, in many cases, many, many cases, you've got to use sugar instead of vinegar. Now, in this particular case, I kind of wonder, though, and this is just the issue of filming bureaucrats that have no legislative power, okay? So they can't change the rules. They interpret the rules, supposedly. Now, what
are the rules?
You would agree, Daniel, that that a person has the right to film public servants.
Absolutely.
And public,
I believe if you're public, you're in the public eye, you should be able to be videotaped as long as you're on that job.
Now,
as long
I guess
as you have
I
a
have
uniform, police officer, you're filmed.
Let me ask you this question. Why would a police officer not want to be filmed?
I'm not disputing him being filmed. I'm disputing when they're filmed and that the fact that intentions. I don't believe those guys went to the jail for their protection with the cameras. I believe they went to the jail to cause something.
Well, you're incorrect about that. They didn't want to get arrested.
They do it all the time. I mean, it's like talking to a leprechaun about why he wears green. These people, in fact, film bureaucrats. That's what they do every time they see them. So, I mean, is it always sugar and spice? I wouldn't say that it is.
No.
But
it would have been fine if they had gone into that jail and the jailer said, all right, $500, and they would have done that transaction, and no video would ever have hit the Internet. They would have
been too boring to go up.
Right, they weren't that mean to the jailers?
This only happened because it wasn't in New Hampshire. Generally, in New Hampshire at this point, the bureaucrats are trained like Pavlovian dogs to be able to handle cameras. As a matter of fact, there's a there's a bill going.
That's not true. They'll frequently tell you they don't want to be filmed here in New Hampshire.
And what do they do about it when you don't turn off the camera?
They can't do a damn thing about it.
But it upsets them.
But it ups. Right, that's true. And Weir, they've arrested people multiple times for this.
Well, weird.
But it upsets them. And this is brings me to my next point. You say, why not work with the authorities? Why not work with the police? Hey, I'd be happy to if they were willing to work with us toward more liberty. But every time a medical marijuana bill comes up in the state house, it's the police chiefs that are there along with the attorney general to speak out against why it's a horrible idea for medical marijuana, for people that could use marijuana for medical purposes to be able to access that. So they're not willing to work with us to work towards liberty. So
and
doing civil disobedience is one of the only solutions.
That's when you go to your legislator and say, hey, representative, whatever your name is, help me out here. Help me
Thanks.
Out.
Thanks. I've done that.
Why this isn't happening.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've done that.
Daniel, I dig
okay.
it.
I'm coming from in Kansas. I'm getting my degree. As soon as I have it, I'm moving to New Hampshire running for state office. That's
Please
where
do.
I am.
Great.
Because I want to make a difference. Like,
but now, let's draw a distinction between elected officials and unelected officials. Now, when it comes to cops not wanting to get filmed, I really have to wonder about it. I mean, this is like cockroaches not wanting light. Why don't they want it? Are they camera shy? Is that really what this is all about? Or is it because they're used to conducting business in a fashion that they know could be found in a court of law to be illegal? And if that is the case, shouldn't people stand up and do that, Daniel?
I agree. Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah,
I think you guys should go to your legislators. The law here in Kansas is, as long as one of the parties agrees to the videotaping, it's not felony wiretapping.
That's how it is here, too.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change the fact that they'll charge you with it if they feel like it.
No,
Daniel.
It's not one party. It's two party here, isn't it?
It's two parties. Oh, it doesn't have to be agreed. They just have to have knowledge. So, I mean, they're using the law in an illegal fashion here, and we're running a new law through it. It likely will get passed by, in a few months, and it won't be an issue. But it doesn't change the fact that there's nothing really wrong with people exercising the rights, the legal rights that they have today and now.
And I don't even think it's rude, you know?
Nope.
Like, this guy's saying that they're being rude, but in all actuality, they're not doing anything. I mean, just declining to, you know, turn off a camera because somebody asks you isn't rude.
Especially if you're the one paying their salary.
Yeah.
The threat of violence. I mean, it's the government bureaucrats that are the rude ones by threatening violence against everyone to support their corruption and their system. But I'm glad you're coming here, Daniel, because there's a very robust politics movement here.
There's
and I've done
more
politics. I've done politics, and I will continue to work in the political field. But I support all forms of activism that are peaceful, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We're out of time. Back tomorrow night, online in the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to visit Meg's website, libertyflare.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.